Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Now, today's devotional reflection. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus reminds us to store up treasure in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves cannot break in and steal. Where you keep your treasure, there will also be the desires of your heart. Another way we could look at this: sow heavenly seed. These treasures we store are like seeds that earn dividends in our heavenly account. Think about this. The born-again believer can now invest in the eternal life to come. We often say, "I brought nothing into this world, and I will take nothing out." While some of this statement is valid, Scripture teaches that we can invest in our eternal life now, sowing heavenly seeds. How do we sow heavenly seeds? While not exhaustive, we will consider several thoughts that can help you invest in eternity now. First, seek God's kingdom as Jesus commands in Matthew 6:33. Pursue Jesus above everything and surrender everything to His Lordship. When we consider all that Jesus has done for us, we should treasure Him and His kingdom purposes above everything. Keeping a heavenly mindset frees us from earthly values. It keeps our hearts and minds on Jesus in eternity, sowing heavenly seeds. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Second, look to the needs of others. Yes, now here in our present world. How does this help in eternity? Jesus said the Lord sees what is done for Him. He will repay at the resurrection of the righteous. This promise is found in Luke chapter 14, verse 14, "And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." When we fully surrender all our earthly pursuits to Jesus' Lordship, we can take more significant risks for the kingdom of God. For where our heart and treasure are, that's the direction we will pursue. Sow heavenly seeds. We will delve further into this concept in our next discussion. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.